Many situations happen where someone is pushing who they're becoming as a person and who they really want to be. In this case, there was a teen mom named Dawn, a young girl who had a pretty good life as a child, but she made one mistake that determined the rest of her life since the age of 15. Things weren't going right for her, nothing at all. Everything seemed to be as if it was a struggle, but maybe it was just God's test.
Please say your name and the topic that you're going to be talking about.
My name is Dawn Lewandowski, and I'm talking about teen pregnancy.
How was your life as a child?
I had a good childhood. Fun. My parents were always there for me. Just an average childhood.
Where did your situation start?
It started when I was 15 years old. My best friend, Tina, and myself, we dressed alike and acted alike and went to class together. And, you know, just, you always have your best friend. And we were always constantly together. Well, she had a boyfriend, and we were playing a game one afternoon. And it was called Truth or Dare. Well, I picked Dare. And she had dared me to take a ride and get involved in a situation that I wasn't too comfortable with, but did anyway to pass the dare.
Can you tell me what your situation was?
My situation was I performed sexual encounters.
Were you a virgin at the time?
Yes, I was.
When you found out you were pregnant, what was your reaction and how are you going to solve this problem?
When I found out I was pregnant, well, actually, I'd missed my first period. And when I missed my first period, I went into a fit of panic. Now, 15 years old, I was leaving school, and from school, I'd work at my parents' family business, packing boxes, making $100 a week. So with that $100 I had made after that first missed period, I brought as many pregnancy tests as I could buy. And every one of them came out to be positive as I was pregnant. First time I've ever had sex, and that was it. Basically, that was what my problem was at that time. As far as solving the problem, I didn't have a clue.
So how did your family react to this pregnancy?
I was scared to death to tell my mother, so the first person I told was my father, and he was very upset and disappointed. I worked very hard in school, and I had a lot of dreams. They had a lot of dreams for me. When I told my mother, she overreacted, and with that, I moved out.
Where did you move to?
I moved in with my father and his girlfriend, and because my parents were separated for, I'll have to say, a good maybe 8 to 10 years prior.
Do you feel that that separation may have caused you to this situation?
No. I would say that peer pressure, teen peer pressure, caused that situation.
Okay. Where do you feel that your limitations were crossed?
I wasn't comfortable with the situation or the dare, but yet I did it anyway. I felt like him being an older male kind of took a little bit of advantage of me, or a lot of bit of advantage of me, and with that, ran with it and made us both have a situation that we kind of, at that time, couldn't get out of.
Did you ever think that the situation would ever happen to you? Why or why not?
No, I never did. First of all, it was an awful experience. Second, I never dreamt in a million years that it could happen to me. I should have used protection. I should have done several other things, but I was young, naive, and like I said, under the trance of peer pressure, trying to impress my friend.
During this pregnancy, what happened?
During this pregnancy, I found out that the person that I was pregnant with, Charles, he was not the person that he was made himself out to be. He lied about his race. He lied about different things would happen. Like, he had a drug problem. I would have to say I found that out within a year in, or even actually before I've had my first daughter. We found out that he had a drug problem. The lies just became more, even down to his eye color was a lie. I found one fake eye on the floor and one still in his eye.
Do you regret having your first two children so young? Why or why not?
I do in a way. I think that I probably could have offered more time and more for them. And in a way, I don't. Because I look back at just my class alone, and half of them are dead because of drug overdoses. We're talking about the 80s. It was a fun time. You know, everybody was partying a little too much. And if they weren't drug addicts, they're not making anything of their lives right now. So yes and no.
What else happened as a teen?
When I had gotten pregnant with Amanda, everything went smooth. Amanda's my oldest. She had, once she was born, the pregnancy went smooth. I was fine. Labor went well. Everything was smooth. And when she was born, being home 2 weeks, she had an episode of what they call SIDS, is sudden infant death syndrome. but thank God it happened while I was feeding her with a bottle. She had turned purple, and I basically ran out the door with her in my arms, and my neighbor grabbed her and slapped the breath back into her. Well, with that, and my oldest daughter, Amanda, had spent, I'm going to have to say, most of the first year of her life in Children's Hospital on breathing machines. And when she was allowed home until the age of two, she had come home on a heart monitor and breathing machine. It was nothing I did. It's just some babies are born with it and some aren't. It's kind of like they forget how to breathe.
What did you find out after these pregnancies?
After the pregnancies, I had went to the doctors. Charlie had refused being the father of both my girls. I went and got them blood tests. With the blood test, I found out what his actual race was. I also found out that my middle daughter, Tiffany, had a trait of sickle cell. Also, within a year of her life, the first year, she was crying a lot, very fussy. We always thought colicky, breaking things. And here she had what they call schizoaffective bipolar disorder, which is where you get reality and fantasy intertwined. On top of a trait of sickle cell, on top of mild obesity. So she was a lot to handle.
Where do you feel like you overstepped who you really were and who your parents turned you out to be?
My parents were older when they had me. So, you know, like, they instilled a lot in me as far as morals. So I overstepped, like, taking my youth and just throwing it out the window, basically. Other than that, I think at this time they're pretty proud of me. And seeing, you know, what I've become and what I've raised my children to be. And how hard I worked to do that.
Going back to Tiffany, do you think because Charlie denied being the father of your first two children, do you think that made an effect on Tiffany?
Yes, I do. There's a bit of hatred with both my two older girls with their father. They basically call him a sperm donor because he's never been there.
Do you feel because you being a teen mom that you did not raise your first two children right? Why or why not?
No, I don't. I believe that it made me grow up and become stronger, wake up, and know that, you know, it's just a part of my life, a phase that I just skipped over. And like I told you, I look back and there's kids that I had went to school with that, you know, are no longer here on earth. And some that have, you know, drug disabilities and other things. I also believe that I grew up faster, made me work harder and provide, you know, for my kids as being mom and dad.
How did your first two children grow up to be?
They're both very, they're hard workers. It's just when given the chance, like, you have to push them. Both of them. They both now have children of their own. Like I said, they're both strong, hard workers and basically still kids. So it's kind of like they still need their mommy to push them a little.
Can you tell the story of Tiffany and her child?
My daughter Tiffany, like I told you, has what they call schizoaffective bipolar disorder. And she was afraid to tell me of her pregnancy. With that, she hid the pregnancy from me. She was living with a gentleman. Actually, she married the gentleman. And they had my grandson. Well, she was pregnant with my grandson, Evan. She, like I said, hid the pregnancy. And they got thrown out of their apartment where they were sleeping on a park bench for, I think, a month. And then because of not getting the proper nutrition Tiffany needed, her body went into labor, say, about 2.5 months early, leaving Evan to be about a pound when born. Now, Evan is 3 years old, and he is in the custody of Child Welfare, DHS, and my husband and I are fighting for custody of my grandson, Evan, who we will raise him as Nana and Poppy, as well as Mom and Dad.
Do you feel that because you are older and more wise now, that you would take this situation more differently? Why or why not?
I believe that the responsibility was a little too great for me. I would have waited a few years to have children. Actually, I would have waited about 10 years to start having children. But like I said in prior questions, I look back on time and I see, you know, the people that I was around or associated with in my neighborhood. And you know what I mean? And they're, if not dead, they're not making much of themselves. You know, there's a good handful of people that are like that right now. But I believe that with that happening to me having the responsibility that I was dealt at 15, giving birth at 16, I believe it made me grow up faster, and I believe that I became a very good person, like, with my head on my shoulders, and did the best that I could with what I had.
Do you feel like you're a good role model? Why or why not?
Yes, I do. I believe that I've instilled in my girls hard work. You can't get anywhere in this world without doing it yourself and working hard for it. I believe that if you do work hard enough, you can be or do whatever you want.
So, since you and your first girls got pregnant at a teenage, do you believe that me as your last child will turn out following you, your footsteps as a teen mom?
No, I do not.
Why?
Because when having you, I was older, and I believe that watching your sisters have children, one not having her child with her in her care, and one raising two on her own pregnant with a third, kind of, if not instilled fear in you, I don't think nothing will. I believe that you are going to conquer every goal set for yourself.
So do you have any words or advice for teens that could or are in the same situation that you were?
Don't be in a hurry. Avoid peer pressure. And that's not just in having sex. That's in drugs. That's in alcohol. That's in all. It's not fun. There are consequences. My consequences, I'm still dealing with, and my oldest is 24 years old. Take your time. Work hard. Be what you want to be. Set goals for yourself. And like I said, build yourself a support system. And if you're not sure if you have one, ask. Build that for yourself, and you can conquer or do whatever you can. Do not be in a hurry. There's no rush.
I'd like to thank you.
Thank you, Alexis. You too.
After hearing my mother's story, I think everyone understands what the boundary she set. One being the boundary of comfort, and the other being the boundary of responsibility. I'm going to actually set a boundary for myself to step over the fact that my sisters and my mother got pregnant at a teenage and make a difference. I hope everyone enjoyed my podcast and have a nice day. And everyone, can you guys please take my mom's advice? You only live once. You know, the motto, YOLO. In the end of the story, I actually send a boundary that I'm going to overstep myself. That boundary is that even though my family has a repetition of teen pregnancies, I, as a part of my family, will not follow in the footsteps of my sisters and my mother, and I will make a difference. I will cross the common trait that seems to keep on happening in my family. I am holding myself accountable for the fact that I am going to do whatever it takes to not become a teen mother like my family.